All right. Good morning, everybody. Let's have a word of prayer and get into our service today. It's good to see everybody here, and hope we have a great time this morning. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for this day, Lord. We ask you to watch over our entire membership, watch over our country as well, Lord, and especially those that are dealing with the COVID-19. And God, we just ask you to give us a great morning here on the Zoom church and encourage our hearts. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. It's good to see you. And of course, beautiful day today. I hope you get outside and get a chance to take a walk. I know we're going to do that today. While we're having the last song, I got a message from Kathy Bilodeau, and she had mentioned that Greg's friend he had mentioned for prayers passed away. They just found out about a minute ago. And so we're going to definitely want to pray for Greg and the family. And of course, it's heartbreaking, obviously. So I'll let them talk more about it later on if you want to share more about the individual. But it is good to see everybody here today, and this is a unique way of doing church, and we're looking forward to getting back into our building. We're looking for guidance, obviously, what's going on in the state, but I'm so thankful to see all your faces today and be able to spend time together and share and have a little fun. Thinking about doing some other things, if we progress in this much longer and stuff, is doing some fun things. Tony and I talked last night about doing a trivia night on Zoom and have some fun with that. And so we may do that to where we have some fun with trivia. I also want to mention next Sunday is Mother's Day. And obviously, usually on Mother's Day, we're together and we give out a gift for all the moms. And I usually select, one mother that, just to point out to someone who uniquely had a great year, was a great servant of God, great mother. But I'm going to forego that because I think every mom out there is deserving of everything, especially with all that's going on and taking care of the families. And you're all heroes. Many of them are schooling their kids at home and stuff like that. So, we want to honor all our moms next week. And in doing that, Sarah is going to be sharing the Sunday talk. Every time we have a Mother's Day, usually I have a lady share the talk because they're very keen into what mothers need to hear. And obviously, it's for everybody. And I'm sure it'll be broad space to minister to all of us, whether you're a mother or not. But it's important to honor the women in our life, and even the women that are not moms that basically have been strong role models for our society. We want to honor all of them. So that'll be next Sunday. So I want to talk for a few minutes today about the uniqueness of being a Christian. And I call this today living with power. And got to be very careful at times that, we don't make it sound like Christians have an advantage over everybody else in the world. We want to come off as arrogant like that. But there is a uniqueness about being a Christian. And when I say that is that when we got saved, there was a unique power that was invested in us. We call it the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And it's important for us to understand that, especially in these days that we live in. There's going to be a scripture in a few minutes here, but I know Ari does a great job putting this together with Sarah, but I always add things as the week goes on. I give this to my Tuesday, but I want to share another scripture with you this morning. This won't be on the screen, just to kind of show you the impact of the power of God. It was on the day of Pentecost, and it says here, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. And that phrase there, you will receive power. And when we became Christians, we were given a unique spiritual divine power from God. And that power is what separates us from the world. Not in a way to where we want to come off as being better or having an advantage, but the power we have from God really it should help us to be able to live a more positive life. And a life that is more fearless, if you want to say that. In fact, there's another scripture. It says here in 1 Timothy 1:7, it says, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. And so in these times, there's a lot of panic going on. There's a lot of emotions. We talked the other night in our midweek motivation about the stages of grief and anger and stuff. And I just want to encourage us this, that the world is looking at us for how we respond to the things that go on around us. We're made by, and we're our character and our Christian faith is revealed by the challenges that we face. And the key to all this is that we don't do it in our own power, that we rely upon God. And it's not easy. It's not always, you may not always feel like it, but to be able to cope with sometimes the quarantining, to cope with the stress of maybe incomes going down, not knowing the future and stuff. We have a divine power that uniquely gives us the ability to live a victorious life above those things. And I want to kind of describe that power in the way that the Bible does, because there's a passage of scripture I've always loved. Because anytime I'm wondering, can I get through this? You know, can I face the challenges? Can I stay positive when everything else around me is falling apart? When a pandemic has gone out, can I actually show that I have faith and I have confidence that everything's going to work out? Even though humanly speaking, we all fret and worry. We always wonder what's going on. You know, when you hear your granddaughter has to get tested for COVID-19 and you begin to go through that phase there and you're trying to trust God, you want to know how to define the power that God gives us to be positive in the situation, to accept circumstances in a way that, and even think to ourselves, this is not the way we want to do church, but this may be the way that we actually advance the church. And I was reading some articles this week about how that God is going to use a lot of this to be able to advance the church even further. We know more about how to use the technology of the day to be able to reach out to our communities. And so there's a scripture, and I want to read it here. It's in Ephesians chapter number 1, and verse 15 through 23. And I really want to focus, I'll read the whole passage, so I'm going to come back to verses 19 and 20, if Ari wants to put them back up afterwards. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for for God's people, now the Apostle Paul is writing a letter from prison to the church at Ephesus. He says this, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may be know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened in order that you may know the hope in which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. The next two verses are what I want to focus on. And his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power, is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority and power, dominions, and every name that is invoked, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head of everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. A wonderful passage of scripture. And what Paul was talking about there, he's writing to the church at Ephesus, and he's going through a bad time, obviously being in prison and sometimes house arrest. He's writing to a church about how he thanks God for them. And then in verse 19 and 20, he shares that definition of the power that we have in us. And what he shares is he says that it's you can't compare the power, the great power for us to believe. And then he gives an example of what it is. And he says this, he says, the same power that God exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. And I think to myself about, do we have the ability to live above all the challenges we're facing right now? When we say to people that God is with us and that we're going to get through this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Many verses in the Bible about positive affirmation and reaffirmation. And we say we're relying upon God and we're praying to God. But when we pray to God, do we really believe what we're praying in and what he's going to do for us? And we wonder as we talk to folks that, we have confidence God will get us through this. We have no reason to fear. We have no reason to panic. We have no reason to be unstable, as we talked about Wednesday night, about instability. And he says here, the power that is in you and I as believers, those of us that are following Christ, is the same power that he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. Now, I don't know about you, but that's an incredible promise right there. Because when he raised Christ from the dead, I mean, think about it. He brought life back into the Lord Jesus Christ. And even in that, he was able to sit him at the right hand next to him. That same power that he exerted to raise someone from the dead, he has given to you and I who are believers and follow Christ. And so to me, when I think about that, that is something I really focus on this. That's our position. Now, sometimes we may not feel like it, but our position as believers is that we are empowered. Our position as believers is that we have been given something unique, not to hoard it over the world, or not that we're better than anybody else. It is not something to be exploited, you know, like we're kind of, you know, magical type people. It's simply that gives us inner peace, that knows that God's working through us, and no matter what happens, we're going to get through this. That power enables us to stay closer connected to God. It enables us to respond to life's challenges. It enables us to have inner peace. It enables us to have a perspective that everything's going to work out, and have a positive perspective in a negative world. And it enables us to help other people because it gives us hope. And so in all reality, as we go through these challenges, you know, right during these times, and although today's going to be a beautiful day, I think the better the weather, the more easy it is to cope, because you can get outside and do things and barbecue something or whatever. But I really believe that we as Christians, we need to settle down, that we need to calmly understand that life is a journey and things happen out of our control. And how we respond to that is going to make a difference in our lives, our family lives, and the world that observes us. And I want you to know that as a follower of Christ, as a Christian person, as a believer, whatever term you throw in there, is that God said that he has empowered us with power that's unique and powerful and enables us to be able to do mighty things. By the way, that word power in the Greek language is the word dynamis, which is the same word dynamite. It's explosive power that God enables us to be able to do the things we do. And right now, I think we need God's power really to calm us, give us perspective, and even ask God, I want you to use your power in me during this crisis time in our country and in our world to be able to use me to be able to convince someone else that you are Lord and you are God and you have everything in control. Because right now, it's a great opportunity for us to be vessels to be used to encourage other people. You know, there's a lot of fear out there. And everybody's handling it different. And even in our own church, people are handling different. Well, I communicate with many of you during the week, and it's not always easy to be positive and stuff. But right now, God has given us an opportunity to be an encouragement to people around us that are fearful and that are panicking and that are wondering what's coming next. And I think we can be a voice for reason and a voice for hope in the world around us. And that's what we're going to do. So I wanted to share that with you because I want you to know you have this incredible power, the same power that God exerted when he raised Jesus from the dead. A few weeks ago, we celebrated Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's a day of miracles. He came back to life. Well, he came back to life to give us life. And the Bible says he came back to give us life and life more abundantly, which means more enriched, more fulfilled than ever before. So I want to encourage you, live out your power. Live out the power that's in you and make a difference in your community and your family and be positive about God's going to do something special through all of this. So that's my word for today. I hope it was encouraging to you. And I really hope that we all, I can't wait to see you all back in the building. Every time I go by there, I just feel like, okay, it's just so empty. We're going to have one big part when we get back in our building. We're going to have our service and we're going to have food. We're going to do it big and we're going to have a great time. So, but I hope this word was encouraging to you today.